I'm Betty Jane Haggart. I'm going to read from my novel, Running Toward Home. The story is told in five voices, and the one you're going to hear is that of a 12-year-old boy, Corey. Every 6 months, right before his visit with his mom, Corey was afraid that he wouldn't know her, that she'd dye her hair blonde, cut it short, start to dress like a woman instead of a girl. Holy crap, you grew another 6 inches. Tina spun around behind him and stood back to back, her hand leveled and patting to find the top of his head. You're as tall as I am. No way. You're still taller than I am. I'm still the shortest one in my class. Good. I don't want you to turn into a gorilla. Looping a cool arm through his, she pulled him into the flow of people on the path. Let's find some sunshine and sit down. She broke away and ran, her hair lifting in the wind like the tail of some exotic bird, Corey following, zigging and zagging, then grabbing her arm and tugging to the right. Tina, there's a new gift shop. Let's look. For Christ's sake, we just got here. Do we have to buy something already? He pulled away, stung. He never asked her to buy him stuff. Never. Every sunny bench was occupied, and Tina kept moving, never looking back to be sure he was still with her. Finally, they sprinted over an expanse of lawn across from the elephant house, and Corey caught up with her at the edge of a bed of flowers. She doubled over for a few seconds, then straightened and sat cross-legged on the grass. "Let's talk," she said. She pounded the lawn beside her. Corey sank onto his knees. His legs had been doing funny things when he ran, moving on their own. All he could feel was a rubbery ping like elastic bands. He shifted so that he was sitting, cross-legged like Tina. "What do you want to talk about?" he asked. "Duh. I haven't seen you since your birthday. Maybe how are you? What's new? Are those new people treating you good?" "They aren't new. I've been there almost 6 months, Tina. That's like some kind of a record." The thick grass, when she ripped at it with clawed fingers, made a sound like fabric tearing. "Thanks, Cor. I love being reminded you're kicking around foster homes." She trailed her hand over their bare legs, anointing them with a drift of green. Corey stared at his thighs, too tired to brush them clean. Good start. 5 minutes, and she was already pissed off. "Sorry." He mumbled it again. "Sorry. Sorry, Tina. I didn't mean it, Tina. Don't worry, Tina." Must have been the first sentence he ever said. "Sorry, Tina." She pulled her knees up to her chin, snippets of grass clinging now to her arms and throat. "It's okay. It's this birthday, you know? I don't want to get old." 26 isn't old. He reached with the toe of his running shoe to tap a blood-red tulip in the bed beside them. "These are like opies." She wrinkled her nose. "Bloody old Dutchman cares more about his garden than he does about us." Mostly, Corey couldn't remember his grandfather's face, only the voice, that thick sound that rubbed on his ears like the gray mittens the old man wore in winter. On the other side of the wide lawn, kids were swarming over a giant spider web of ropes. Beyond them, tucked against the trees, Denny stretched his neck to puffs of cloud. When Corey squinted, he had the creepy feeling the old dinosaur was watching him. "Hey, wake up." Tina's fingernails, shimmery with silver polish, danced like butterflies on his arm. "Have you seen Opie?" Every time he saw her, he asked the same question. Every time she shook her head. "So he doesn't know we're at the zoo? How would he know if I haven't talked to him?" Corey's eyes shifted toward the screen of trees beyond the large mammal house, toward the river on the north side of the island, the road back home to Opie's. Three girls had flopped down on the grass a few feet away. They were laughing hysterically, acting as though there was no one else around, the way the girls at school behaved in the hall, like they were the only ones on the planet. But they knew everyone was watching. Tina dug her elbow into Corey's ribs. "A chick's giving you the eye, Cor. You might be one of the shortest guys, but I bet you're the cutest." When she stood up and the girls stared, Corey wished that Tina had changed, that she was dressed in pants that covered her ass cheeks where the bits of grass were clinging, and wearing a decent sweater. Tina's shirt had oval cutouts along the bottom. Even when her belly was covered, her skin winked through the holes like small brown eyes. He stood up and took quick steps sideways so that when they walked away, she couldn't link her arm with his.